Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
Chris in Kansas, who's a nurse, wife's a nurse practitioner, to spend a few minutes on what you witnessed in 2021 once the shots started versus what you saw the year before. Go ahead and tell us.
Well, you know, At that time I was working in a nursing home, and they had shut all the nursing homes down. You couldn't go in, you couldn't go out. It was worse than Fort Knox or a military facility. And these elderly people, the quote-unquote greatest generation, we put them through hell that they never deserved. We isolated them. These people were in their room, and whether they had the mental capacity to get out of their room and go and associate with other people there, inmates, I call them.
So you're saying they were put in solitary confinement?
They were, because the people that had the wherewithal mentally to leave didn't have the physical ability to go out. And as a nurse, we couldn't take them out of their rooms. They were supposed to stay in their rooms. Their meals were brought to them. They didn't leave for any reason. They were kept there. And then they just were given, when the shots came out, they'd go room to room and say, hey, we have your shot. Take your shot. Now, this is going to keep you safe. And I'll tell you, not a single person. Now, I know it's a nursing home and people are expected to be there long term. I understand that. I'm not naive by any means. But these people were either killed by the shot or killed by despair because of the treatment that they received within that year time frame.
I'm going to put you on hold. If you want to give us your name and number, we'll call you back tomorrow. I don't want to cut you short, but I got to get some of these other callers. The ones I don't get to, you want to give us your name and number, we'll call you back tomorrow. I'm going to do this again. You'll be at the head of the line. And I want to go to Cynthia and Julie and John and Dave and Robert and Chris. We got time right now. For Dave, he says he's in Denver, Colorado, a medical worker, whistleblower. We got 2.5 minutes. Go ahead, Dave.
Hi, Alec. Long time listener, first time caller. I'll jump right into it. So I don't necessarily come from the medical background, but I come from supply chain and consulting. I worked at the large consultancies during COVID-19, and I had seen exactly what they were doing in terms of the contracts being handled to them, whether it's PR, whether it's quality.
So you saw a 35,000-foot view on the logistics.
Absolutely. From the people the medical community hires to do their testing.
And what did you witness?
We were forced to get the vaccine, and a lot of the people within the company worked in life science. That was the top business consultancy during 2020 to 2022, and people were constantly chattering about how they were covering up the death rate, how they used consultancy tactics, statistical tricks, and whatnot to misrepresent things, all the same things that are out of the globalist handbook being applied do that. And I've seen that happen in the medical community, and I've seen that happen in the consumer goods industry as well, and the toxicity and whatnot that's going on.
And they
there.
Create a narrative, they create the propaganda, they prepare the response stories. All of it is pre-programmed worldwide.
All of that, and they help misrepresent the data. They cook the books, you know, Deloitte, McKinsey, the NDBs.
Well, sure. I mean, look at the PCR test. How they turned it up.
Absolutely. And it was all for profit, and it's all known for profit. You could look at the companies that pay these consultancies, the consultancies that intend, in turn, pay them.
Well, Dave, I don't want to cut you off either. So we've taken an hour and a half of calls, put Dave on hold. I promise you at 11:30 Central, I'll do 30 minutes of news tomorrow. Unless there's like a nuclear war breaks out or something, they'll have to cover that. But we're going to go back to calls tomorrow because I had a big whistleblower coming up. We'll go to Patrick right after Dave tomorrow, Cynthia, Julie, John, Robert, Chris. We will call you all at 11:30 tomorrow. If you can't do it, we understand. But I do not want – I want to hear all your stories. So it's just the way this works. We're out of time. Incredible last hour and a half. Thank you all for your testimonies. We're going to go to break, come back with the whistleblower, but everybody, or the doctor hung up. I want to get you guys on tomorrow. Call me tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Supplements are the fastest growing industry in the world for the last decade, year after year, because they really work. The compounds in nature are just incredible. And InfoWars has some of the very best supplements there are. Can you find other great ones out there? Absolutely. But ours are amongst the very best, and they fund the InfoWar. So that makes it a 360 win. We have steroid-free shipping for Cyber Week, only for a few more days. We have double Patriot points, and we have so many great products back in stock, like X2 and DNA Force Plus and VasoBeats and Ultra 12. Some of the products are up to 60% off, like Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. The best deals are 60% off, right down to 25% off, but these are amazing products and they fund the InfoWar. So get the best products out there and keep InfoWars at the tip of the spear in the fight at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Tara Rodas is our guest. She's having some Zoom problems. We're going to connect her right now. If she can't make it today, we'll go back to these incredible calls. Tara Rodas was a federal employee for more than 20 years while serving at the Pomona Fairplex Emergency Intake Site in Monoma, California. She volunteered to help place unaccompanied children with sponsors in the United States. She saw firsthand the lack of transparency, lack of oversight, flawed policies, and deficiencies in the HHS unaccompanied children program, resulting in children being placed with suspicious sponsors and suspected trafficking rings throughout the United States. She's been testifying to Congress. Here is a short 5-minute boil down.
The tax dollars of people who are listening are paying to put children in the hands of criminals. And I said, look, I said, I need to make you aware. And they said, Tara, we don't get sued by traffickers.
A government whistleblower with the Council of Inspectors General on Integrity and Efficiency has stepped forward. In 2021, this whistleblower volunteered to assist HHS with the placement of unaccompanied minors and was deployed to the Migrant Emergency Intake Site in Pomona, California. There, she witnessed the agency failing these children. As she puts it, doing the work of the cartels on your tax dollars.
Ms. Rodas is recognized for 5 minutes.
Good afternoon, Chairman McClintock, Ranking Member DePaul, and distinguished members of the committee. It is an honor to be here. I thank you for the invitation to share my testimony. My goal is to inspire action to safeguard the lives of migrant children, including the staggering 85,000 that are missing. Today, children will work overnight shifts at slaughterhouses, factories, restaurants to pay their debts to smugglers and traffickers. Today, children will be sold for sex.
These vulnerable children, we care for them, we clothe them, we feed them. With your dollars and my dollars, we fly that product directly to the trafficker. God forbid it's sex trafficking. We have 44 unaccompanied children at that address. We have 25 unaccompanied children at that address.
One case from Gulf Freeway in Houston, Texas, a young girl who admits to her female sponsor using her for sex work.
¿Quién te patrocinó?
Una tía, pero me corrió a casa.
Bueno, no sé, porque ella me ofrecía. Y a mí no me gustaba eso.
¿Te ofrecía qué?
Me ofrecía con los hombres.
Pero ella, ¿cuántos hombres ella te obligó a estar con cuántos hombres?
Bueno, con muchos, ni por, porque no me gustaban los que me obligaban.
¿Que ella de verdad fue, era tu tía o fue alguien que se...
Que ella me conocía desde chiquita, pero yo no la conocía.
Today, children will call a hotline to report they are being abused, neglected, and trafficked, and we don't know if they're going to get the help they need. For nearly a decade, unaccompanied children have been suffering in the shadows. And I have to confess, I knew nothing about their suffering until 2021 when I volunteered to help the Biden administration with the crisis at the southern border. As part of Operation Artemis, I was deployed to the Pomona Fairplex Emergency Intake Site in California to help HHS, Office of Refugee Resettlement, reunite children with sponsors in the United States. I thought I was going to help place children in loving homes. Instead, I discovered that children are being trafficked through a sophisticated network that begins with recruiting in home country, smuggling to the U.S. border, and ends when ORR delivers a child to a sponsor. Some sponsors are criminals and traffickers and members of transnational criminal organizations. Some sponsors view children as commodities and assets to be used for earning income. This is why we are witnessing an explosion of labor trafficking.
I don't believe that this is something that HHS wants people to know.
Now, whether it's intentional or not, it could be argued that the United States government has become the middleman in a large-scale, multi-billion-dollar child trafficking operation that is run by bad actors seeking to profit off of the lives of children. I want to tell you some of what I witnessed personally at the Pomona Fairplex. I saw vulnerable indigenous children from Guatemala who speak Mayan dialects and cannot speak Spanish. That means they cannot ask for help in English. They cannot ask for help in Spanish. They become captives of their sponsors. I saw apartment buildings where 20, 30, and 40 unaccompanied minors have been released. I saw sponsors trying to simultaneously sponsor children from multiple ORR sites at one time. I saw sponsors using multiple addresses to obtain sponsorships of children. And I saw numerous cases of children in debt bondage, and the child knew they had to stay with the sponsor until the debt was paid. They are extorted, abused, neglected. And that is why I blew the whistle in 2021. I witnessed firsthand the horrors of child trafficking and exploitation. My life will never be the same after what I saw.
I watched those congressional hearings a few weeks ago. 400,000+ in slavery, 80,000+ missing. And the government knows they're placing them with cartels that bring them over, the cartels that control them later, the Democrat Party-affiliated lawyers that have busted here where I live in Austin, control the children and make sure the money's paid to the different organizations. They make them work in factories by day and have sex slavery by night, many of them. Tara Rodas is a hero for going public about this. You can find her at truthtrench.org/defend the children. And I'm going to try to skip a few of these network breaks so we have more time so that she can just break down what she witnessed and where she sees this going. You talk about America losing its soul. When Obama left office, the Senate put out a report and confirmed tens of thousands of children, even the Washington Post back then, now they wouldn't report on this, were in sex slavery. And then Trump basically put an end to it, 98%. Then under O'Biden, the third administration of Obama, it has exploded. And even the New York Times has reported on this. So this is out in the open, and Biden and Mayorkas make jokes about it. We can't even get him impeached in the Republican House, but they got rid of the other Republicans, Santos, for lying. Great, get rid of him, but the guy had a crooked toenail compared to sex slavery of children. So Tara Rodas, we commend you. We salute you. We thank you. I'm going to try to really give you the floor. We got a break here in about 15 minutes, but I'd really just like you to go wherever you'd like. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, Alex, thank you so much for having me on your show. It's a real honor and a pleasure. And most importantly, I really appreciate you exposing what we now know is government-sponsored, taxpayer-funded child trafficking. That is something I never thought I would ever say in my lifetime. So, Alex, if you or your listeners are not aware, the Biden administration at the beginning of 2021 made a call to all federal employees. And they said, look, we need people for the crisis on the southern border. It's interesting. Everybody knew there was a crisis in early 2021. So they asked for volunteers from all federal agencies. I myself have been a federal employee for more than 20 years. And they said, look, we need vetted people to come work. And what we actually need them to do is help place migrant children with sponsors here in the United States. And they said it was a family reunification program. They said that what we would do was be helping on the border, you know, make sure that these children were reunited with their families. And so, you know, I thought, as a federal employee, it's not very often that you get to do a humanitarian issue. And it doesn't matter what side of the political aisle you're on. I think all Americans agree that we need to take care of children who are here in the United States. So I thought, you know what? That's what I'm going to go do. My husband is from El Salvador, so I'm a Spanish speaker. And I thought, you know, this would be something I could really do. I could help these children. I've traveled in El Salvador and Guatemala and Mexico. And I thought, you know, I can do puzzles and color and help them feel safe after their journey until they can be reunited with their family. So, Alex, this was the sad, you know, sad moment, is that about 2 weeks in to working in case management, me and the federal team, working with some of the case managers there, we realized that something was dreadfully wrong. The kids were in crisis. They could not tell, like, what their relationship was with the people that they were going to. One of the little boys, and this, like I said, this is all in the first 2 weeks, starts telling the story about he's being recruited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Reporting, we figure out what the red flags are, we figure out how to use the database. Well, gee, if somebody sponsored multiple children, well, that could be a red flag. If somebody's sponsoring at more than one address, maybe that's a flag. But the sentiment on the site was, you're not here to investigate sponsors. You're here to reunite children with the sponsor. And so,
by the way, let me just interrupt you. I said I wouldn't, but we have footage 2 years ago we shot of literally we had an undercover police officer inside who wanted to work with us, a lady. I'll leave it at that. Her husband was one of the head guys in the town. She's in there listening in Spanish where these Caucasian men are in there. One of them came out and confronted us and are saying, I'm here to take these girls. I don't want any men with them or any women. I want little kids. You promised me a bunch. I'm their sponsor. Like, yes, sir, we'll get them to you. He has a white van outside. And then he sees the lady, he starts talking to him, he follows her out, our guys are out there. He goes, I'm here, what's wrong? I'm here to get these kids, I'll show them the way of the Lord. I mean, it's like something out of Deliverance, and of course, you were immersed in this. I was just there off and on a few times, and I have nightmares about it. I don't know how you guys can even deal with this, but sorry I'm digressing. It's just, I've seen it myself, the full horror, and then I've been contacted by federal judges and others, I'll leave it at that, federal agents that are upset, where the DHS will not indict a four-time convicted pedophile they caught driving a school bus for disabled kids in South Texas. And then when they try to charge him, the Justice Department will not even allow it. I mean, it's just, so it's not just they've lost control, they're protecting him. Please continue.
Yes. And Alex, that's a very good point. That's a very good point. They are protecting, which is what I find the most horrific. And so as I mentioned, we started discovering what the red flags were. We were training other people. We had some great partners with USCIS on the team who got us into Polaris and got us OTIP training, which is Office of Trafficking in Persons. They help us understand, you know, what are the different types of trafficking, right? Because there's labor trafficking, there's sex trafficking, there's all different kinds, and it requires force, fraud, or coercion. And so we were trying to discover from the children, tell us about your journey, tell us exactly what's happening so that we could document, at least when we left the site, nobody there was listening, but at least when we left the site that we could say, hey, look, these are the addresses and these are the places.
Yeah, because if human traffickers are bringing them to the border, they're going to be handed off to traffickers.
Oh, absolutely. And that is when the bombshell hit at the end of August. The end of August, a brave whistleblower, Aaron Stevenson of DHS, who is a Marine who, you know, did tours in Iraq, and then he was a DOD contractor, tours in Afghanistan, and then he went on to work for DHS, and he was part of USCIS. And his mission was the TOC mission, which is transnational organized crime. That was his mission, looking for bad guys. And he, when he could get no resolution at DHS, he's sounding the alarms. Members on the TOC. So I need your listeners to really get this. Members on the transnational organized crime watch list. So we're talking MS-13, 18th Street Gang, Russian Balkan crime syndicates, etc. On the watch list that they're getting notified, DHS is notified, FBI knows, you know, DOJ knows, DHS knows. Aaron is sitting there trying to tell everybody, guys, we have a new and emerging threat. We have these serious high-level actors and they're from different countries, because sometimes you might have an MS-13 person who's operating out of Mexico or Guatemala, and he's seeing these bad guys from El Salvador and Guatemala and Mexico, and they weren't all part of the same clique. So he starts seeing every 3 or 4 weeks another one, another one, another one, and he shows he has the bravery after he could get nowhere to go to Project Veritas, which I had never even heard of until Deborah White showed me the video on the site. And I will never forget that moment. I was, if you can imagine, we're working in a huge ballroom. I mean, if people could just picture this, it's hundreds of case managers. We have rows of tables, case managers on one side, and then children would file in and sit on the other side. This place, Myra Moreno, one of the other whistleblowers, she described it like the New York Stock Exchange. I mean, papers are flying and people are yelling and, you know, it was pure pandemonium with just hundreds of people in this massive ballroom. And I will never forget that moment when I saw his disclosure and I saw, you know, he flashed up the face of an 18th Street gang member as a sponsor and said that these people were getting sponsors. I mean, getting children. And I thought, you know, my husband's from El Salvador and, you know, I've traveled there a lot. MS-13 and 18th Street gang are known for being violent, right? Drug traffickers, sex traffickers.
We know about El Salvador until Bukele came in, the most dangerous country in Latin America.
Yes, exactly. Everybody loves Bukele. You know, Nayib Bukele, see, he thinks smart, right? Which is the number one priority of government is to protect its citizens. So if you can't do that, you get an F. I mean, that's just my simple way of thinking about it.
And they're now the lowest crime rate in Latin America in only 2 years.
Exactly. And so Bukele, he built the largest maximum security facility prison in Central America. So guess what? Yeah, there we go. So MS-13 is not operating in El Salvador, but they are operating here. And we've known about it since February of 21.
And let's be clear, and now we know they're going into sex slavery and also manual labor slavery. Even the New York Times admits it, run by these groups, with Biden basically overseeing it. This is... Why aren't we impeaching Biden right now?
You know, that is a good question for people on Capitol Hill. And what I want to know is why in 2021 there have been whistleblowers since 2015 in DHS. 2015, a whistleblower came forward and he was with Homeland Security Investigations. So he was DHS, HSI, Jason Piccolo. He came forward in 2015 to say, we are giving children to criminals and traffickers.
And here we are 8 years later, and it's still ongoing. We're going to go to break in a minute. I'm going to try to give you the floor to talk about your personal experiences, testimony to Congress, where you see this going, and what we can do. Because I've seen Mayorkas, they throw parties for him on TV and say he's done a great job. They say the border is under control. Yeah, under their control to carry this out. And I'm going to ask you, we're going to break in 1 minute, but what's their end game? I mean, why did Nancy Pelosi call MS-13 God's children?
Oh, wow. You know, people are making a lot of money on this, Alex. This is hundreds of millions of dollars a month to some of these contractors. I can speak from my own personal experience at the Pomona Fairplex. The contract for a 6-month period, it was over $700 million. The contractor is making $100 million a month. So they have no vested interest in saying, hey, what's really happening?
Except their soul and their own children. Does anybody think our children are safe while this is going on?
No.
I mean, if you think crack was, quote, just in certain neighborhoods, look at it now. This is pure evil. We'll be right back with our special guest, Tara Rota. Stay there, Tara. We love you. You're a hero. TruthTrench.org.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. the Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, we have a really precious lady on with us, and she's offered to help us get these other amazing whistleblowers on. We want to talk the micro and the macro view here and understand this is official U.S. government policy. They've been confronted since the 2014 Senate report. There's been other Senate reports. But I've talked to head federal judges, I'll leave it at that, in meetings with FBI agents, Homeland Security, federal marshals. They're completely upset. They're asking me what I think we can do. And asked me, can we get in touch with Joe Rogan? And they know this is being done on purpose. And so now we have where the children are, work as slave labor in factories, part of the day, sex slavery by night. I mean, this is modern slavery, and this is going on now. And you look at the poison shots, the open borders, the wars, all of it is to demoralize us. It's a criminal, direct action by the Democratic Party, in my view, to just set the precedent. We're so overwhelmed, we just roll over and have mass Stockholm syndrome. Now, there's a lot of footage, and I mentioned this clip. It's not even the most powerful, but we have an undercover police officer from the town there. She comes out and says he's in there trying to get a van load of little girls. He doesn't want, you know, adults there. And then he comes out and confronts us. And by the time we get the cameras on, we get, you know, part of it. But this is what's going on. The same woman all day. This is just in one town in South Texas. The same woman takes a baby every hour to the airport, 6 months, a year old, and says, this is my baby, no paperwork, hands it over, it disappears. This is a couple years ago. You can go down there right now, anywhere in South Texas on the border, can witness this. It's not like you're deer hunting or something and wait for 2 hours, you know, in a blind to see a deer come out. You will pull up to the border. Like Atara Rhoda said, it's like an anthill. It's everywhere. Ballrooms full of kids. And then they're trying to vet them and protect them and get them to somebody real. One of them been brought there by smugglers, about to be handed over to smugglers. God help them. But here's a short clip since I mentioned it. Here it is.
You know,
and they're going to be committed because we're not in control of that. We can't stop them. So we can either pay for it or pay for it. That's the way I look at it.
You'll pay for it.
I know, that's what I'm trying. I mean, because we're stuck paying for it. One way or another.
Yeah, but they feel privileged. They feel entitled. And after speaking to people in there, they're not. They don't care to clean up after themselves. You all give Americans for free, and they don't care.
No, so we have some that have already made their own business, developer, restaurant, bar, that's possibly creating new businesses that we can't let people that staff. So we provide official affidavits of support. So therefore, but they got to work.
He goes on to say, we'll post the full video on InfoWars. It's been up for years. That he wants underage girls, no men, to teach them the way of the Lord working in restaurants. So, child labor. Meanwhile, the Democratic Party is trying to shut down family farms, people's children working on the farm under their parents' eye. That's good. So I'm going to shut up, Tara. We're going to skip this break coming up. You made a lot of great points. Just start wherever you want, but I think a good place is also where we are currently now, how bad this is.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting, Alex, is that we really don't know what the actual total is at the moment because HHS has failed to release the FY23 data of how many children are unaccounted for. So what we do know is that in fiscal year 21 and 22, 85,000, okay, 85,000 children, they are unaccounted for, gone. They cannot make contact with them. Okay, 85,000 children in 2 years. So that is astounding. What I do not understand is when Hannah Dreier of the New York Times, okay, disavow the New York Times, but Hannah Dreier of the New York Times has gone state to state. She has documented the horrific stories of the children, middle schoolers with chemical burns. A little boy in my own state of Virginia, he was pulled into a Tyson chicken deboner. Okay. His arm was shredded. Fortunately, they medevaced him out and he's alive today. He was 14 years old, 14, and he's maimed for life. Because he thought he was coming here for the American dream. And so there's children like this all over the country who are being abused, neglected, and trafficked. And how do we know that? Because they are calling a hotline every single day, Alex, to today, there are children calling a hotline saying, help me, I'm being abused, I'm being neglected, I'm being trafficked. Sometimes it eclipses like 250 a month. Those are the calls they're getting in.
And those are the children, despite language barriers and everything, that find out there's a hotline. It's probably one out of 100.
Exactly, exactly. So we know this is, we know it's a crisis. They know it's a crisis. They continue to be called to Capitol Hill with no answers whatsoever. They can give no responses. You know, the director of ORR, Robin Marcos, she has no response as to where the children are.
How would any political party, I know I said I wouldn't interrupt, but how would any political party, just driven by the Democrats, Republicans, though, or part of it, because they've not impeached them yet, either Biden or Mayorkas, how would anyone want to be part of something so historically criminal? I mean, why are they not even worried about the greatest human trafficking operation in modern history of little children? And, I mean, how the hell are they? What's wrong with them?
Yes. Well, Alex, this is probably one of the most chilling things that occurred. So we, and I can tell you exactly what their mentality is, because this is what one of their attorneys told me. My boss. Okay, my boss. She was the director of the federal case management team. She had appointed me to be her deputy of the federal case management team. We had identified a location in Austin, Texas, where there was trafficking. And I'll explain that story a little bit later, because I know we need to go to a break soon. But we...
No, I'm skipping the break. You're
going to skip the break.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, all right. So in this particular case, we had a Guatemalan national who was living in Austin, Texas. He owned a coffee farm in Guatemala. And he had boys working on his coffee farm in Guatemala for $2.50 a day. And he tells them, you know what? You guys are special. He said, if you come here, now I'm going to pay the journey out of the goodness of my heart. You'll have to pay me back. You got to stay with me and pay back the debt. But if you come here, work for me, I'm going to pay you $6 an hour. These four boys, one at our site, the Pomona Fairplex, three at the Pecos Emergency Intake Site, all told the exact same story in separate interviews so they could not be tainted, that that was the plan. So these little boys thought, I'm going from $2.50 a day to $6 an hour. I'm going to be Elon Musk rich. So that's the force, fraud, coercion. So we get permission to turn this case over to HHS, Office of Inspector General. Less than 2 weeks later, a case manager comes up to me and says, Tara, the same address on that same block where we've got 109 children. Okay, there were 109 children on the block in four apartments. 109. We had evidence of one guy who was sponsoring into both apartments. Okay, there's seriously shady stuff going on. And she's like, they're sending my child to that place. I said, there's got to be a mistake. We just turned that over. I picked up all my stuff. I go running down to the command center. And my, like I said, my boss is an attorney. So I just said, hey, look, you know, I work for you. But I've always been taught to say, hey, you know, maybe we need to have a moment to think. Are we really going to release a child to a place that just 2 weeks ago we turned...
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Calling law enforcement and coming forward. So what they have done is they have entered a rule change. So the administrative state, some people call it the deep state, right? They pass laws without Congress ever voting on it because our elected representatives delegate to agencies the ability to create the rules for their program. And in some instances, you know, that makes sense. But the only check on that is we, the people, which is why we need your audience. Our goal is 85,000 comments opposed to this rule change that is going to make it easier to traffic children. That's the goal of their rule change. So, for example, if I have a sponsor, I'm not supposed to try to investigate the sponsor to find out how many kids they have. So I can't say, well, gee, it appears to me that you've sponsored 42 children. What? Where are they? How are they doing? Are they enrolled in school? Have they been to their immigration hearings? Oh, no, 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 no. We're not supposed to be investigating the sponsor.
And let's be clear. Thousands of children are thrown over the fence or drugged through barbed wire, not with their parents, and then they don't even want to have any record who they're even handed to now. Wow.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. And Carlos Arellano, who worked for MVM, Mike Victor Mike, the transportation company, he has an email that shows where they were handing the kids off to the wrong person. So they, even right now, if we had the data, it would be very difficult to find all of the children. And then, of course, as I talked to law enforcement and have learned things that I wish I never knew, you know, I thought I was going to color with kids. I had no idea this level of evil. I didn't know what somebody would do to a toddler, to a 20-month-old. I didn't know. that people were capable of this level of evil. And then that there's people in the federal government who are unwilling to stand up and say, I will not allow this on my watch. But instead, well, you know, we don't get sued by traffickers. So move the kids 10 to 14 days. And that's why it's so critical that your audience, you can see here, we have 9 hours, 9 minutes and 36 minutes to tell HHS, Office of Refugee Resettlement, no, we don't want this rule. No, we want to protect children.
And we need to contact, Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz, and we need to get Trump on this. We need to make this the number one issue. Because I didn't know they were doing this. I knew they got rid of the DNA testing. They're literally covering their tracks in front of us.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And so I have to give a shout out to a great prosecutor out there. You know who you are, for alerting us to this rule change so that some really great people with the DHS whistleblower, Aaron Stevenson, leading the charge with some of the developers, you know, over at Truth Trench to make this site. Because here's the one thing. When the public makes a comment to the Federal Register saying, hey, agency, we don't like the rule that you're trying to implement, it has to actually address a specific part. You have to say what part of this 300-page document, it's 296 pages, what part am I referencing, and then why is that a problem, or why is that something that we should do?
And that's what evil does. They publish it like in the newspaper to let you know and act like, hey, you're part of it too. So tell us slowly where we go and what part we protest and say we don't like.
Yes. So if you go to truthtrench.org/defendthechildren, the beauty of this is it's already done for you. So 94, Aaron Stevenson and team took 94 of the most egregious things and wrote the policy and then the response to that policy. All you have to do is scroll down on that page. You will see copy button next to a comment, and then you will see the red link. So if you scroll down just a little bit further, okay, keep going. All right, stop right there for me. Perfect. You will see on the right-hand side that little red button right there says copy, and then you will see under comment one, you will see that little red link, and all you have to do is copy, click that red link. And then do you see where it says comment box? Yep, right there. You just hit paste. Perfect. Scroll down. Just scroll down a little bit. Hit anonymous because you don't want them to know who you are, right? Just hit anonymous.
Under federal law, then, they have to look at this. So here's why they were going to win this.
Exactly.
Tara wrote us. We're going to win this because there are people like you. And I think the establishment's bit off more than they chew. I don't know how they ever thought. They've gotten away with it so far. But this is rivaling the transatlantic slave trade, or a bigger, I mean, per capita. This is insane.
Well, it is insane, and it's actually evil because they know 85,000 children are gone. They know that hundreds of children a month are calling a hotline to say, I'm being abused, neglected, and trafficked. They know this. They know that when the undercover reporters are knocking on the addresses that they're given, children are saying, look, I don't know my sponsor. She tells me she's my aunt, but she's pimping me out for sex in the house that I'm living in. This is what the children are saying.
Incredible.
I don't care what Secretary Becerra is saying. Oh, all the kids are safe. It's fine to send 100 children to one home. No, it isn't. No, it's not. I don't care what the director of ORR has to say. You know, Robin Marcos is like, I don't really have any answers for where the children are. No, that's an unacceptable answer.
And what about this number I saw in your hearing where they talk about 400,000 that have an issue, though? 80-something thousand missing, but what was that 400,000 number?
So over 400,000 children have crossed the border. 400,000 just in the unaccompanied children program. So that's only one way that they're coming across the border.
I was about to say, because I've had Border Patrol senior tell me in person, they're only catching 20-30%, so that number must be exponentially bigger.
Oh, Oh, it is wildly bigger than that. This is only the children who are coming to turn themselves in specifically as unaccompanied.
But imagine, you hear one little girl or boy gets kidnapped in your town. Everybody freaks out. That's good. We should. Or if a crocodile at Disney World eats one child, or an alligator, we still talk about it. And now they're killing all the alligators there. But this is like massive numbers. And like also, it'll be a blip on the radar. Oh, they found a dead-year-old, two-year-old. They found a seven-year-old girl raped in an apartment. I mean, these little bleeps here and there every day of these dead kids. And then the feds aren't even... We hear white supremacism is the number one crime by Biden, which doesn't even really exist. You know, it's very rare. It's terrible, but it's rare. I mean, this is like crazy.
It is crazy. It is crazy. And it is wicked. You know, like I said, my husband's from El Salvador, and they tried to pull that on me because, right, we're all mobilized there. Nobody knows each other. We're all meeting for the first time. And everything seemed to be going fine until the El Salvador case. And when they didn't want that to get out, they did not want the American public to know that their tax dollars were putting children into sex slavery with 18th Street Gang, MS-13, and other high-level criminal elements. They did not want it to get out. So they know it's happening. They don't want it to get out, and they will do everything they can to try to shut it down. But so here's the other thing. I realized, you know, this isn't just a horror against these children. This is a national security threat. And FBI is aware. They're part of the TOC working group, Transnational Organized Crime Working Group. So FBI knows. Where are they? Why are they not going after this new and emerging threat? So, Alex, something really important that I want your audience to know is never in the history of the TOC program had one of these aliens attempted to sponsor a child, ever, until February of 21. It began.
Because they've been given the green light. One more time, yes. Give us all the, we know they are, but please give us the info of the weather whistleblowers. We'd love to have you back on my show soon for an update on this. This is massive, but one more time, they got public comment going on right now to totally ghost these children, so there's no screening, because they realize the first level of screening is actually exposing their crime. How do people, again, save these children and save future children?
Yes, so they want to go to truthtrench.org/defend the children. You'll scroll down to comment one, you'll hit copy, and then you'll click on the link and hit paste. Once you paste your comment in, you're going to hit anonymous, and then I'm not a robot, and submit. And that's it. Then you'll go to comment number two, comment number three.
Sorry, we got to get you on Joe Rogan. We got to get you on Tucker Carlson. We got to save these children. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to come back and cover some other news and finish some things before Joe Slinton takes over. But thank you so much. God bless you. Please, I'm going to put you on hold. I want to set you up for next week if you can do it. And then when we want to have the other whistleblowers on, you're the most articulate person we've had on. God bless you. Thank you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.